So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. We are live, hope you're well today. Welcome to the Property Cash Flow Show. Let me just find my notes. Here we go. Okay, hope you're well. Wednesday, we're on a Property Cash Flow Show today, and in today's session, I want to talk to you about making mistakes, because I see that this is one thing that seems to put an awful lot of people off, this kind of concern about making mistakes, and it kind of just stops people in their tracks, doesn't it? And it's like, look, mistakes are going to happen, and you know, we see this all the time. We see people, and they look back at your history, and they say things like, well, Dan ran a letting agency. For example, I saw one was on a thing on one of the forums. Dan ran a lettings agency that went bust. It didn't go bust. We sold it. Which is like, it's quite opposite to what people have said. But even if it did go bust, let's take when we were 16, 17, we had a business called PC Plus, and it was computers. And we were buying secondhand computers, and then we were selling these secondhand computers on. And, you know, I was 16. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. We made mistake after mistake after mistake. And does that mistake define you? By the way, here we are 31 years on, right? And we made loads of mistakes in that business. I was 16. What the hell do I know about anything? I knew about computers. Didn't know anything about marketing, selling, customer service, just making it up as I went along. I had one of those little Mars bar phones. Do you remember them? It was a Sony flip phone. It's called a Mars bar phone. And it was like 50 pence a minute. And I had one, and my brother's like, who are you going to call on that? I'm like, no, it's for people calling me to close business. And, you know, it wasn't a proper business. It was in my own name, not a limited company. I didn't know what I was doing. And we just gave it up in the end. And it's like, does that one thing define you? Should it define you? Well, what if you had a business 5 years ago and you went bust? Now, if you went bust 5 years ago and you went bust owing people money, if you've done the best that you could and you didn't lie to those people, is that a bad thing? Like, on one hand, of course it is, because you want to repay those people back. But businesses go bust all the time. Woolworths has gone bust. Thomas Cook went bust, owing people money. Businesses go bust. But as long as you're doing everything that's in your power, you're not Superman or Superwoman. It's impossible to do more than that. But we let our defeats kind of identify who we actually are. And I don't think that's fair. Everybody along the way, all the successful business people that I know of have failed businesses in the past. Every single one of them, including me. And people go, well, you've had loads of failures. Yeah, of course I have. That's why I'm successful now. And I was thinking about this because I'm being interviewed by a magazine later this week, actually. And I was thinking about this, about success and what it looks like, and this concept of trying to hide our failures. And anybody watching that's ever had a relationship has had multiple failed relationships, right? You might be happily married now, but to get to now, you've had to have multiple failed relationships. So do you, as you are now, look at your marriage and go, well, I've had 25 other failed relationships, or 5 other failed relationships, or 2. And therefore, this relationship I'm in right now, that should fail. That's just ridiculous. Who would even think like that? Some people do. By the way, we live in a world where we have weird people all over the place. Yeah, you know, you could be the nicest person on the planet and you'll find someone who doesn't think you are, right? That's just the way it goes. It's just a weird world. And it's always been like that. It's just now with advent of social media, we see it a lot more because we have keyboard warriors. But you're going to make mistakes. You're going to make failures. And the idea is that you learn from the mistakes, and that next time you know the right decision because you've learned the decision-making ability from all the mistakes from the past. And if you've made a lot of mistakes and people look at your past and they try and hide it, or not, they don't hide it, they try and magnify it. Well, look, you had this and you failed. Therefore, you are a failure. That's their decision on you, not your decision on you. And your decision on you needs to be one that you say, do you know what? I've made some mistakes in my past. I've learned from those mistakes, and now I can head forward. like when a prisoner is released from prison, we say he has or she has, but mostly men, right? He's paid his debt to society and now he's on a straight and narrow, right? And that's what we say. We say it in a positive way. For burglars, well, they've gone to prison, they've realised the mistakes that they've made, now they're trying to do the right thing and society doesn't give them a chance. Like, and I, by the way, and I'm just saying, I'm like, I don't want to hire someone who's been to prison. You know, a leopard doesn't change its spots, stripes, whichever one it is. And I get all that. But at some point, you've got to recognise that the mistakes that you've made in the past does not define who you are today. It's helped make you who you are today. It's probably helped you be a better person as to who you are today. But it doesn't define who you are today. It just makes you who you are today. And that's like saying the same thing, Dan, surely. And it's not. There's a very fine line between one and the other. It's like being committed and being committed and being obsessed. Like they're two very similar words, and you can interchange those words. And if you do interchange those words, they have vastly different meanings. They're almost the same word, but they have vastly different meanings. You're obsessed. You're dedicated. You're committed. You're obsessed. Very similar. If you put them into a thesaurus, it would come up with some of those words, but the meanings are very different. The stuff that you've done in the past has got you to where you are now. If you made some dreadful mistakes in your past, let's say you went to prison, like that could be the learning process. For example, I'm not just speaking about people who've gone to prison, by the way. I'm on about people who have failed relationships, failed businesses. They've bought property. They've gone bankrupt. They were great lessons. I know lots of people who've got very successful businesses and they've all had failures in the past. I also know people who've gone bankrupt and bounced back, name of Alan Partridge's book, Bouncing Back. I know people who've bounced back and they're now on their path and they're on the path. And the reason they're on the path to being great again and being successful is because of the experiences that they've had in the past where they've had some failures. By the way, feel free to join in on this. Always like it when we get some comments. But this is the idea, okay, is the concept is called falling forward. And falling or failing forward. Failing forward is where you make a mistake and through learning from that mistake, you learn what not to do. And if you do that enough times, you'll end up with a successful business. I'm going to use Edison as an example, which is a bullshit example, by the way, because Edison stole the technology from Tesla, but let's just deal with that separately. Edison said, I didn't fail. I just found 1,000 ways not to make a light bulb. Way 1,000 was to nick the idea from somebody else. That's how he discovered it. But making mistakes and failing forwards is how you get successful in life. It's one of the journeys. If you're successful, like from the moment you were born all the way through, that's a very bad teacher. Success, it can be a terrible teacher of who you are and who you should be, because it makes you believe that you can go and do anything. And that's usually not the case. Most people can't just go out and set their mind to doing something and be ultimately successful at it. But we find this with property investing all the time. They've been an investor for a month or a week. They've been sourcing deals and they've had 3 deals and they've all fallen through and they go, do you know what? This is not for me. I can't do property sourcing because I've done 3 deals and they all fell through at the hurdle. It's like, dude, you got 99% further than most people. Just even finding deals that fall through is a wonderful victory. And most people, they give up. You know, the 3 feet from gold, they're 2 feet down and they just have to go another foot and they go, oh, this is too hard. And then they give up after a week or a month or a year. 20 years I've been in property. 20 years. And every single year I've made some massive mistakes. Tremendous mistakes. I'm just trying to think of some of them and I cringe at some of the stuff that we've done. But it's all a learning curve. It's all a learning experience. But if you stay in the past, if you're living in the past, you're going to keep failing because you're going to feel that that defines who you are. And we know that that doesn't define who you are. It's where your experience comes from. Fail faster, fail forward. And the next thing I wanted to say on this as well is that I think we should be burning bridges, not literally, figuratively. I think we should be burning relationships with people that no longer serve us, right? And I know that sounds really selfish and like a little bit weird, but if you're still friends with people from school, have you even moved on? Like it depends who you are, but for me, I'm off this way. I'm up, right? I want a bigger house. I want a yacht. Do I want a Lambo? Probably not, because my pull back, getting on a bit. But I want all that. I want more. And there's nothing wrong with wanting more. We were just looking at some of the stuff from COVID where tenants haven't paid. And we're having a conversation about, actually, do we just forgive that debt? It's about 1,500 quid. It's not a huge amount. It's 1,500 quid, 1,500 quid, right? And then I'm flipping it around to how better can we use that money? It's not the tenant's money. It's my money. They just haven't paid it because of COVID. But we might actually give them a rent break or not. Or we might look at that and go, how can we spend that in the community? And how can we bring the community together in some way or help a specific charity or do something very specific? What else can we do with that? But if you're still friends with people from your school, have you actually moved on? My next conversation is with people who've got cash and are doing things in their community. What can I do to help? I want more people in my environment, not the same old people. I want more people to challenge the way that I think. The whole racism thing that's going on right now, for example, we'll talk about this for a minute because this is really timely. I don't believe I'm racist at all, but I have seen racist events. I actually stood up for a guy that was out with us. We were out for a night out in London. I was shit-faced. I'd had two pints. And out of five of us, there was a guy who was mixed race. And out of five of us, he was the only mixed race guy, and the rest of us were Caucasian. Guess who didn't get into the bar? No, not tonight. He had too much. He was sober. He doesn't drink. I was shit-faced on two pints. And we had an argument with the bouncer. And it's appalling. And it kind of, this concept of it's not enough not just to be racist. You have to be anti-racist. You have to stand up more for this. And it's like, I need more challenging conversations. And I can't get those challenging conversations if I'm still having conversations with people from 25 years ago. So now's the time to start changing your network. Burn the bridges. And you don't have to burn the bridges. You don't have to tell all the people from the past where to go and you don't want to speak to them anymore. You don't have to do that at all. But what you should be doing is elevating the level of your conversation. So now you're being introduced to new ideas and new concepts. And this idea, this concept of not just being not racist, because I think most people are generally not racist. I think that's what I believe. Most people are generally not racist. However, this whole concept of being like to the 10th degree anti-racist, I love that as a concept. And it's getting me to question some of the stuff that I'm doing and who I use as maintenance people and all of that kind of thing. It's definitely a good internal conversation for us all to have. But you can't get that level of conversation if you're still having the same conversations about what happened on Love Island last night or the Netflix show that you watched. I still watch Netflix, by the way, not Love Island. But it's about engaging other people from different backgrounds so that you can also have a different level of conversation. You should be going out and finding people who've got far more property than you have. And as you're going up that pyramid, that gets harder and harder, okay? But you should be finding people who've got more successful businesses. You should be finding people who like single parents. Find out how do they cope with what does their day look like? Burn the old bridges and the old conversations and start getting yourself into some new conversations so you can actually see how other people live and how you can either emulate what they do or you can help them. This is about you not just failing forward, but about you learning all this different stuff. So when we take on a client, like a coaching client of some kind, they come up with a problem and then we generally have an answer for it. And they're like, how the hell do you know about that? Like some random thing. How do you know about that? And it's like some specific technical thing. And it's like, we just had lots of these conversations, exactly the conversations that we've just been talking about with lots of different people. Because I don't believe in having the same conversation year after year after year with the same people I used to hang out with. I want new, fresh conversations and new, fresh perspectives on how life really works. Because then I can take little bits from each one, integrate it into me as a human being, and implement that into what I do as a business person, as a dad, as a husband, as a friend, as a family member, as an employer of people. And it just, it opens up the conversation to start going out there and having wider conversations. And you might be going, well, what's this got to do with failing? It's about failing forward. But while you're failing forward, learning from other people that have also failed so you can shortcut. Then you don't end up making the same mistakes that they've made. And then the other final thing I want to say on this is you've got to stop listening. Like, I know it's weird. I've just been on about listening to other people. But this is the plan. You get all the stuff from all these different people, okay? And then at some point you've got to stop listening and you formulate how you want to act, who you want to be, how you want to perform, what do you want your business to do. So in my property business, we're looking at, as we mentioned, all those people that can't afford to pay their rent. Do we cancel that? Or actually, do we put that into some kind of fund, like a fund that's available for certain things that we might want to do? Might be sponsor the local, you know, underprivileged football team, for example. Or it might be to pay, you know, if it's 1500 quid, for example, and you're paying someone 10 pounds an hour, that's 150 hours to go paint something. Just go paint the street, make it look pretty, plant some flowers, make that street really nice. But go knock on doors and speak to people and introduce them to each other. Like, what can you do there to help from a community level? But at some point, you've got to stop listening to other people, take all the good bits, and then you incorporate it into you. Who do you want to be? And it's not like you are who you are. You are who you design yourself to be. And this is how we're going to get failure and take advantage of failure so that we can turn all our failures into something really positive and then be a shining beacon of light to go out and help other people. And by the way, you're going to fail at that too. That's the point. And through failing at that, you become a better human being and a better individual that people can aspire to be like. You can be the beacon of light and you can replicate other beacons of light to see what they do. You should be having those conversations and they'll be like, because they want to help more people. The way that that beacon of light helps more people is to help more beacons of light for more people. It's kind of a whole chain that goes on. So we cover quite a lot of stuff there. Unusual stuff for us to cover on a property cash flow show today, but I just wanted to get a different perspective because I see people trying to get into property and they go at it for 6 months, okay, and then they kind of give up because they've not got the first deal. So by the way, our first deal, one of our clients got his first deal in like a week, just so you know where that is. They got a deal in like a week and sold it as well. And they found it on Rightmove, by the way. So for all those people who go, you can't find deals on Rightmove, hello. He did it in a week and he sold it for $3,000. So he agreed the deal in a week. Took 2 months for the sale to go through. So you can do this, but you've got to look at your failures. And every time you fail, double the effort. I mean, imagine that. Imagine if every time you failed at something, you knuckled down and you doubled the effort. You get yourself to a stage where you have no option but to succeed. Because you failed at everything else and you've doubled it. Like, you have no option than to succeed. Most people give up way before they even get anywhere near there. All right, coming up on 20 minutes. Hope that's useful for you today. We'll speak to you on Friday, Mindset and Hustle Show. Hope you have a good week, and we'll speak to you on Friday. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.